Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tifton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tifton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tifton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tifton.
And again, back and welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Joined by Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tifton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, two games since we talked last. You won the Northern Plains League Tournament Championship Friday over Lakeside 60-31 and a nice road win at Bennington 48-41 on Tuesday. Let's go back first to the championship game. First ever NPL Tournament Championship for St. John's Tifton as a program. You had three in double figures to lead the way. Carly Brummer and Ella Wiles both had 17. Jenna Gingler with 15. Just looking through that game, you were able to put some pressure on Lakeside and get that win by 29. What stood out the most in the victory?
Yeah, I was really happy with how the girls executed our game plan from the beginning of the game to the end of the game. We knew that Kylie can be, if she hits a couple shots, she can be hard to stop. So our plan with her was not to let her get any easy open shots, and Jenna guarded her just the way she needed to do it, and she did a great job on her. And then, you know, Lauren Bremmett's an athletic player. She's tough, and we did what we planned on doing with her. So I thought their execution on the defensive side of the ball was really good. And then on the offensive side of the ball, we got a lot of open shots. I thought we passed the ball really well. We got into open spaces, and thankfully our baskets were falling. You know, Ella had 17 points, which was huge for us. When she gets going on the inside, it kind of opens up those shots on the outside for Jenna and Carly. So overall, I was super happy with how they played. I know we're capable of playing like that a lot of times. Sometimes we don't always get there, but I was super happy with not only how we executed on the defensive side of the ball, but how we played on offense.
Carly had another big game with 22 there, 48-41 win at Bennington. I know that's a team that's had a good season so far. How nice was it to go on the road and pick up a hard-fought win?
Yeah, that was a really good team that we played in Bennington. They're a well-coached squad, and they play tough, aggressive man defense, which is something that we don't see a lot in our league. So I was anxious and excited to see that. And, you know, those are the kinds of teams that if we can get back to state, most likely those are the kinds of teams that we're going to see. So it's good for us to have those opportunities to get better. And you know, it was the kind of game that I expected. It was a very physical game. The officials kind of let us play a little bit. So it was a physical game. Our girls had to work hard, had to, you know, play tough defense and get stops on defense and then come down and score under pressure. So they did a really good job. Carly, again, had 22 points, so she was our leading scorer. But we had several other girls who made baskets when they needed to, and played really well on the defensive side of the ball again. So really happy to come out of there with a win. Again, that's a tough team. They're playing well, so I'm really happy. I think, you know, I've said this a lot, but those early games are paying off later. They're paying off now where we're getting into kind of the middle slash end of the season, where we're really ramping up and trying to get to our peak. And so those games are paying off. And you can tell by the way our girls are playing.
Test it up next before you go to their place on Friday. They're 6-7, 2-5 in the league. What do you look at when you head to Test it Friday night?
You know, I'm hoping again to get the girls, some practice, working on some things that we need to get better at. You know, if, depending on if Teskett plays a man or zone, we'll continue to work on our offenses and getting in a rhythm on that. Again, I want to continue to see our girls play tough defense without fouling. That's been something kind of the underlying current of our season is we sometimes get ourselves into foul trouble and then we have to play kind of timid. But I want to continue to see the girls play tough defense, tough pressure defense without fouling. So that'll be something that we continue to work on, and hopefully we'll get better.
Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for being with us. Good luck at Teskett there on Friday.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome back again on Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. Lance Bergman with us, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, you take on Osborne in the tournament championship, pick up a win there on Friday, and then a tough turnaround game with a very, very good Bennington team on Tuesday. You fall 66-32. Let's go back first to the championship. You snapped an eight-game losing streak to Osborne, and it's your fifth Northern Plains League tournament title. Luke Bates was outstanding for you. Had 17 in the first half and finished with 25. Just go over how the game went there. Obviously, a competitive one with a three-point win. What were your thoughts overall of the championship there on Friday?
Well, I think you hit it pretty quickly when you said Luke had 17 in the first half. He showed up. He wanted that game, and he kind of just willed the rest of his teammates to kind of jump on his back and come along with him, especially in the first half. Shot the ball extremely well, hit a big three going into halftime that gave us a lot of confidence. And, you know, it just carried an offensive load to take some pressure off the other kids. And you could tell he wanted it. He was focused. He came in ready. And to be honest with you, he kind of got challenged and maybe even upset with me earlier in the week after the Lakeside game and just kind of challenging him. And he, you know, might have taken some offense to it, but understood what the purpose of it was. And he responded really well. And then defensively in the second half, I thought Josh did an excellent job of figuring out how we needed to guard Hamill a little bit better. I thought Tyson had two really nice steals that ended up for open court layups that frustrated him a little bit. And the only thing I'd probably say that was a little difficult for me was not knocking down free throws at the end of the game and then not getting, you know, those rebounds. Our defense was working really well. We got the shots we were wanting, but then the problem was we didn't get the rebounds, so they're getting second-chance opportunities and keeping the game close. And then, you know, missing a couple easy layups at the end that was not completely open, but, you know, you got to finish those at that point in the game. So glad they didn't come back to hurt us. But overall, we had a game plan that we went in with. We had a game plan kind of after the last time we played them, what we needed to do. And then the biggest thing was, and I think you mentioned it, was actually finishing the game. We haven't been able to do that. We've been in close games with Osborne, and they've always found a way to finish and get the win. And we were finally able to get that monkey off the back. And I think, you know, talked to Josh and Luke and told him congratulations. You know, they hadn't beat Osborne. I think Luke said it was their sixth grade year. They'd won in the PTL League Championship and hadn't beat them since then. And, you know, Osborne knocked them off quite a few times throughout that stretch. So it was a really big win for the seniors. And, you know, as coaches, we want to win. But Jamie and I both will say, you know, we've been there. We've won those games. It's all about wanting to do it for the kids and just the excitement that the kids had for it. So I was really happy as far as that goes. And thought the kids did a really good job.
Bennington on Tuesday, you probably don't even want to spend a lot of time talking about it. But 66-32 loss, I know they're a very good team over there.
Well, it's a bad matchup for us. Mm-hmm. I knew it going in. I knew we had a big week last week, and we, you know, rode a pretty big high. And you're always concerned about what's going to happen when you come out and play a team like Bennington. We had a rough practice on Monday. We looked, you know, lethargic. We looked a little slow. And I, you know, I'm not making excuses. Bennington, and we talked about this, and I told you before. I mean, I didn't want to say I counted it as probably a loss, but I knew it was going to take us playing a perfect game and doing a lot of things right to be able to get that win. I just thought we'd be more competitive over there. We did not have the intensity we had the week prior. You know, we had stretches again, and you mentioned it last week in the league tournament. When you've seen our intensity step up to where we needed to be, we're a tough team. And we did it for a few, you know, minutes here or there against Bennington, and we could stay with them. But in order to play with a team like that, beat a team like that, and be competitive, you have to be that way for four quarters. And we just didn't have it. You know, I think the kids are a little timid. It's been that same way anytime we played a school outside of our league, especially a bigger school so far this year. it's, you know, we've seen it with even Phillipsburg, and we've seen it with Sacred Heart, and then again against Bennington's. We've got to find a way to get past that. But I thought, you know, I knew Bennington was a good team, and it was a terrible matchup, 6'7", 6'4", and their big kids ran the floor well. Of course, then you got to rebound extremely well, and trying to get out rebound two kids that are already 4 inches taller than you can jump higher than you is a challenge in itself. But I did feel like we learned some things. I thought Tyson Gates, I finally got what I expect out of him. I mean, he flat out got after it, got in foul trouble, and I finally looked at him and I said, I don't care if you foul out of this game right now. I said, I do not want you to stop playing the way you are. And it really kind of carried over from that second half against Osborne. So that was a nice thing. Luke had another, you know, he just looks the most comfortable out there. You know, he's been in those kind of games before. So I've seen some things that we need to work on, but yeah, actually wanted to talk about the game. Don't want to do too much of that. I'd rather stay on last week and then just hope the kids didn't get satisfied with that last week and then get complacent here. Realize that's only a mid-season tournament. And we got bigger things we got to do. So we've got to get back the intensity level and be ready to go Friday.
Friday, you have Tescott. Some quick thoughts on that game and what you expect to see out of their place.
Well, you know, we played them in the league tournament. We got up on them early, and then we kind of got lackadaisical again in the third quarter, and they started scoring and they played pretty even with us. If I was their coach, I'd be like, hey, you stayed with them in the second half, and that's what I'd be preaching. I've got to convince our kids that, hey, just because we beat them once already, and, you know, it was kind of a fairly comfortable game, doesn't mean that it's going to be that way. We got to go play in their small gym over there, and they redid it, and it's a big thing. They made a big thing in this Hardwood Classic thing, and they wanted to play one more varsity game in there, and they redid this floor. So it's going to be a big night for them, just an exciting thing. And so we're going to be on a much smaller floor. The only thing is we're used to, you know, Tipton, so we've got some experience there. So that'll be a little bit different. Their number one, I can't remember his name, he had a really good night scoring against us, and they ran a lot of plays for him that worked. So we're going to have to step it up defensively with him and then take care of the basketball. And you know, we want to push the tempo against them and try to get some – fast break points and get back into our intensity level. So that's going to be our goal, and hopefully we can get another win and get back on that track and get confidence going again.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chat. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck against Tescott coming up on Friday.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Scott Germark joining us now, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights. Coach, you've had two games since we talked last, a 60-31 loss in the championship game of the NPL tournament to St. John's Tipton, but you bounced back with a 64-27 win over Lincoln on Tuesday night. Take me back to the league championship game. Lauren Brummett had 21 of your 31 points. They really got after you defensively and pressured you into some turnovers. Just looking at that game against St. John's Tipton in the championship Friday, what were some of the things that you saw that went wrong on the bench there?
Yeah, so with that game, the St. John's game, they did everything that we kind of game planned for. But the thing with them, it's so hard with their length and their quickness. It's hard really to simulate that once you go against that. And at times, I felt like we pressed on that. And, I mean, we played good for the first 4 minutes, but then after that, I mean, they did whatever they wanted. And, I mean, hats off to them. I mean, they're tough. I mean, they're quick, and they were knocking down shots. And it was really hard to try to stop any momentum they had. But I thought the girls' effort was good, and they came out. They wanted it, but it was just one of those nights where we were kind of fighting ourselves. But, I mean, all the credit goes to them for coming out and doing what they're good at, which is applying pressure, rebounding, and shooting the ball. They're just a solid team.
Again, you bounced back then with Lincoln. Kylie had 12 in the first quarter, 24 in the game for you, Kylie Bergman. You went 64-27, really got off to the good start and never really looked back in that one.
Yeah, that game, I wanted to try doing some different things. I think that me as a coach, I need to improve a little bit on we got some athletic girls, putting them in different spots and using their athletic talent. And I really liked how the girls came out. I was a little worried of this game because of how we played at St. John's, just to see. But the girls responded. I mean, we got after it. We hit shots, and we looked like the team that we have been. And from there, I mean, we took control of the game and just ran with it. And I was really happy to see that. And we'll use that momentum still going forward here on Friday.
Osborne next for you. Again, you lost to him the first time, 72-45 preseason tournament, but came back and picked up the win in the semis of the MPL tournament last Tuesday there, 56-47. You beat him the last time you played him, so kind of a rubber match. What do you expect from the Bulldogs on your home court coming up on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, with that, I mean, I think both teams know each other, and we know what we're going to do. I really think in this game it's going to come down to, at least on our end, is executing and making sure that we're hitting shots. And, you know, the thing with Osborne, I mean, they got shooters. I mean, you just kind of try to see who's going to have an off night. And as long as you rebound and you got to keep pace with them, that's one thing you got to do, because, I mean, they're going to pressure you and they're going to play tough defense. And, I mean, we're excited for the challenge. I know the girls are. And looking at the schedule, you know, it may not be the last meeting because of how Substate's going to fall, but we'll be ready to go. I know the girls will be ready to go, and I know that they're going to be ready to go. So I look forward to that game, and we'll see how it goes.
Sky Dittermark, coach of the Lakeside Knights, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against Osborne coming up on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get 2 free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and 2 streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We're joined now by Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Third place game of the Northern Plains League tournament. You fall 59-27 to Thunder Ridge, and then Lincoln 59-41 win on Tuesday. Let's go back first to that game against Thunder Ridge. Seems like the last two times you played them, it's been tough to find offense. Overall, how do you feel about the game there on Friday? You finished fourth place in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the first quarter, I thought, you know, we were in a good spot, and then the well kind of went dry. I think we finished 9-for-40 on the night. Field goal. You're not gonna beat many teams in our league shooting that way. And Thunder Ridge, you know, they play good defense, and they're starting five. They're still strong and physical, and it's just a hard matchup for us with the size of the guys we got. But you know, we didn't shoot the ball particularly well, and they make it hard for us to defend on defense.
So, again, you lost that one, but a nice bounce back with Lincoln. You know, this was kind of a back-and-forth game. Lincoln led by two at the end of the first quarter, if I recall correctly, and then you guys were able to get a four-point lead at halftime, but they're down the stretch. They cut it down to nine, but you went on a 9-0 run there at the end of the game to win it by 18 in the end. Just take me through the game. Ross had 17, Reese with 14 in a big game defensively, because Gage Stewart has really caused some problems for you, and you're able to lock him down a little bit in the second half.
Yeah, the Stewart kid, he's a good player. You know, he can kind of get shots from about anywhere. I mean, I know he didn't shoot a whole lot outside, but he was tough for us to defend inside. I thought Ross did a good job of kind of taking over and being that go-to guy there in that first quarter. I think Ross had our first 6 points. I thought offensively we moved the ball around. We spaced it. We kind of were focusing on trying to get the ball inside, whether that was Reese trying to post up or even Jace Cunningham or sometimes Ross maybe getting a little bit of a mismatch down there. So I thought our post play was good. You know, we still had some silly turnovers and things like that, and I don't think we rebounded the ball well at all. I thought Lincoln did a way better job rebounding than we did. There were times, you know, guys were getting 3 or 4 shots and we weren't even acting like we were jumping and just not being physical. But I thought I thought we did a good job offensively. We kind of adjusted a little bit of how we were guarding our post in the second half defensively, and I thought we did a good job on that adjustment. It was a good win for us. You know, Lincoln got a solid team, and for us to you know be able to get back on the winning side was definitely good for us.
Again, you now move on with Osborne coming up on Friday. You've played them once already this year. They beat you 55-24 there at the preseason tournament on that Saturday, the last day of the tournament. I know you're a little bit disappointed in the way that one came out. What do you need to do, specifically offensively, against this team to have a better showing coming up Friday?
You know, we got to handle their pressure. They're so good. Their man defense is so good, getting up in your face and making you uncomfortable. And they play physical basketball, and we've got to be able to match that physicality. And we just got to make sure that, you know, when we do get good quality shots, we got to knock them down. And then, you know, defensively, we got to take away the Hamill kid. You know, he's a really good basketball player and can score from about anywhere. And we got to make sure we keep their big guys inside, you know, off the boards and not give them 2 and 3 chances at a basket. And if we can do that, I think we got a chance.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us here tonight. Best of luck as you take on Osborne coming up on Friday.
Thanks, Dusty.
And you can hear those games on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Our pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 for the girls, and the boys' game follows Friday night. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donley the Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
You're listening to KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chat show, and I have Rock Hills girls head coach Nick Meisner with us. And Coach Meisner, you ended the Northern Plains League tournament with a game against Sylvan Lucas, a competitive basketball game against a really good team. Kind of came out on the short end there, 45-37. Girls had to play pretty well to be competitive against a very pretty tough team there.
Yeah, I was really proud of them. And, you know, we came off a couple snow days and didn't have a practice, you know, really all week with the tournament going on. So to come out and actually we kind of led the whole way the first half. They came out, full court pressed us, and we broke it and scored off of it about every single time and had an 8-point lead ourselves, and then they cut it to 5 right before half. So feeling pretty good at halftime and said, you know, hey, they're going to ramp up the intensity on defense, and they did. They went a little more intense on the half-court defense and kind of slowed us down offensively, but, you know, we kind of contained their best player, and Warren Welchel had a really good game for us scoring-wise, so that kind of canceled each other out, but they had some role players that stepped up and shot the ball really, really well, late in the game especially. You know, it was actually a 2-point game with about a minute and a half, minute 40 to go, and one of their girls goes down and shoots a tray and it goes in. But, you know, I told our girls, if that's a miss, that's, you know, when we rebound it, that's an opportunity for us to tie or go ahead, and maybe we have a different outcome. So I think mainly for us, we gained a lot of confidence coming out of that game, thinking, you know, hey, we can play with the top three team in the league, in my opinion, and a well-respected, well-coached team as well. So, I really think we're kind of getting the big picture, and that's going to help us down the road playing against teams like that. And we've got them again here in about a week, so at their place, so we'll have another shot at them.
And then you turn around on Tuesday night, and you get a win against Tescott, 45-25. Kind of had to feel good. You know, you kind of traded back and forth a little bit with some wins and losses in the tournament. Come out Tuesday and get the win against Tescott.
Yeah, you know, we're 6-6 right now. We've played a really, really tough schedule. 4 out of our 6 losses are against state-ranked teams currently. And then the other 2 is against a Red Cloud team that's 11-6 and Sylvan that's 9-3 or whatever and probably could be ranked, in my opinion. So I think the schedules are going to start to shake out and the records are going to kind of start falling in line where they should be. I think we'll get some wins coming down the stretch here, hopefully get some nice seating in the tournament. But, you know, last night, you know, the girls came out pretty good, strong first quarter. you know, kind of how we wanted to play, but we got in foul trouble, and Tess gets well coached, and they tried slowing it down, and they kind of kept it to an 8-10 point game for a while until midway or late in the third. We finally kind of go on a run and finish it off like we wanted to, but you know, we just got to be smarter sometimes. We do a couple silly turnovers here and there that kill our runs and getting in foul trouble. That's the main thing. You know, I felt, you know, it was a decent win, but I was a little disappointed. I go home and watch film, and you know, offensively, we're moving the ball, pinging it around quickly, and getting great open looks. We just got to finish and execute a little bit better. So, offensively, I know 45 is not a real high number, but, you know, for us, that's not bad. I know there's room for improvement. I know we can score 10, 15 points if we execute a little bit better. And defensively, we shore up a few things. Rebounding has got to improve. With our lack of size, we've got to really box out and get a body on somebody. If we do those things, we'll find some wins down the stretch here and might even surprise a few people.
All right. Sounds good. We'll check in next week, and you got games against Wilson and Sylvan Lucas, and we'll see how you fared against those two opponents.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Great savings now through Tuesday at Kier Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh bonus beef top round roast, only $3.99 a pound, now through Tuesday at Kier Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kier Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh red cherries, only $3.49 a pound. Now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
You're listening to KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. This is the Thursday night locker room chat show. I have Rock Hills boys head coach Zach Duffy with us. And you come out of the tournament, the last game of the tournament, and you play Tescott, and 41-34 win. How do you think the boys performed there?
I thought we did a really nice job. I thought the boys battled hard. They competed well. I thought, for the most part, executed the game plan well, with the exception of maybe that first quarter. Giving up 14 points in the first quarter was unacceptable. But there in the second half, we really locked down and buckled down on the defensive end, and got to give all the credit to the boys, because they really took that challenge at halftime to shore up the defensive end. And then, you know, on the offensive end, I thought we were more patient and took better shots, and just overall shot selection was better to kind of bring us home there at the end of the game. And you know, some nights are your night when you're on the floor and shooting it, and other nights aren't. It's a good thing we played good defense in the second half, because in the fourth quarter we shot 4 for 13 from the free throw line and 10 for 22 in the game, and that can make it tough to win games. But when you buckle down on the defensive end, that usually brings you home.
You turn around and have a little bit of a quirk in the schedule, and you get the regular season game against the very same opponent you played, and this one was 41-31. Were those two games about as similar as the final scores were, or was there a little bit of difference to them?
Yeah, so that was an absolute grinder last night. Kind of one of those games where I told the boys, you know, in the scorebook it doesn't say pretty or ugly. It just goes down as a W for us, and that's really important. And you know, it was one of those games where we kind of jumped out, you know, and got a decent lead, and then we got in some foul trouble, and they came out after halftime and really got in our grill. And that was a good learning opportunity for our boys to kind of face adversity and go through, you know, having a decent lead. We were up, I don't know, 8 or 10 maybe at one point. I think there late in the third quarter they even got up a point on us. So, you know, we talked in one of the timeouts. I said, this is good for you guys to learn to go through something like this. And, you know, I just got done running the stats from last night. And let's see, we shot 13 for 46 from the field, which is 28%, and 15 for 32 from the free throw line. Throw in 15 turnovers and 11 offensive boards given up, and at the end of the day, we still won. So I think that's a good for them to hear that, you know, even though not everything's going your way, and you face some adversity. At the end of the day, you buckled down when you needed to. You only gave up 6 points in the first half. And that defensive gritty mentality is really what we're going to need in this back half of the season to bring us home when we have difficulty scoring the basketball.
Different coaches answer this a different way. How do you feel this week usually goes? Is it kind of hard to keep your team up after something like the Northern Plains League tournament? And then you do have the postseason kind of lurking in the background. Is this week kind of tough?
Yeah, it's that grind of, the NPL tournament, driving down to Lincoln and Teskett, that's always kind of taxing. Not only on myself, but especially the kids. And I just tell them, every day we take the floor, we have to have the mentality that we're going to get better. And so I think these kids, especially a lot of these sophomores, the sophomore class has really taken it on their shoulders to keep us going and keep us energized. And then my two seniors have just been warriors, and they're really stepping up as vocal leaders. So I think we're doing a nice job of finding good balance and staying healthy and staying engaged when we have opportunities on the floor.
All right, Coach, you have games against Wilson and Sylvan Lucas coming up. We'll check in with you next week to see how those two went.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Rock Hill's Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, along with Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh Haas avocados, 2 for $1, now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh family pack, chicken leg quarters, only 99 cents a pound, now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, kdcountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chats, and I have Sylvan Lucas girls basketball head coach Craig Batchman with us. And Coach Batchman, you came out of the tournaments on the last game of the tournament there and defeated Rock Hills 45-37. They put up a pretty good fight for you in that one, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Chul, she's a great player, and actually their whole team, they just really came out and got after it. But I was pretty proud of our girls, how they continued to battle throughout the whole game.
Then on Tuesday night, you came back in a real nice defensive effort, a 43-17 win over Southern Cloud. What did you do defensively that caused them so many problems?
We came out and we played a little man-to-man and just really guarded their – put a lot of pressure on them and stuff. Which benefited us. We got several steals off of it and everything, and we were able to get a lot of girls in and get some playing time for them, so that was good.
You do have a game sandwiched in between, but we want to talk a little bit about Rock Hills here in this listening area, and you got them again on coming up on Friday. Do you like playing teams that close together, or would you rather have a little bit of space in between those?
With the level that Rock Hills is, it's good to play them again, just because it's good competition and stuff. So, yeah, maybe a little bit more space in between, but you know, at the same time, it's getting to be that time of the year where you got to show up and play each and every night and be ready to go.
And where they played you in a pretty competitive basketball game, what did they do X's and O's wise, or specifically that? That is a little troublesome for your team.
They came out and they kind of ran like a box and one on Keeley there at the beginning of the game, and that just took us a little bit to get accustomed to, and then, you know, I really thought our girls adjusted well, and we were able to get Keely ear points and everything, and I had other girls that really stepped up and was shooting the ball well for us, so it kind of took them out of what they were wanting to do.
And what do you have that gives Rock Hills a little bit of an issue? What do you think gives them a problem?
You know, I think just being able to have multiple people step up and score on our team kind of gets to them a little bit. You know, we weren't able to stop Welcher very well. You know, she's a great player, like mm-hmm. I said. And they had some other girls that stepped up and were hitting shots outside. So we're just really going to have to be key on all of them and make sure that we get out and guard Welchel and then get out and guard the three-point shots.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll see how those games went for you. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
This is KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We have the Thursday evening locker room chat show. Sylvan Lucas boys head coach Jeff Starkey joining us. And Coach Starkey, 9-3 record after the tournaments and after your first games coming out of the tournament. I got a 54-50 win over Pike Valley, come around and defeated Southern Cloud 57-44. How did you like the way your teams have played the last couple games out?
I think we've seen stretches where we've played really well. You know, then we've seen other stretches where maybe we haven't played as well. And so, you know, we just got to keep working on trying to be more consistent. Fourth quarters, the last two games, I think we've given up, you know, close to 20 or 22 points in those fourth quarters after building, you know, leads that you should be able to hold on to. So, you know, that's got to be something we got to concentrate on too, is finishing games.
Okay, you have Rock Hills coming up. You have a game before that, but you have Rock Hills coming up. What does Rock Hills bring to the table that for our listeners that will be interested in that game? What problems does Rock Hills bring for you?
You know, they got some good young guards, you know, I think we're kind of experiencing that too with our young guards is that you know, you don't always know what you're going to get, but when they play well, it can be really, really good and really fun to watch. And so, you know, that's one of the concerns with them is their young guards are capable. They're probably fighting some consistency issues right now because they're young, and so, you know, if they play well, then you know, I think they can be a problem for you.
Do you? I've asked this question to a lot of different coaches. They answer it kind of different ways. Do you kind of find this week or this week and a half, 2 weeks, to be kind of tough? You come off a tough tournament. You do have the postseason lurking in the background, not too far away. But how do you keep your team up for like this portion of the season?
You know, I think you talk a lot about, you know, being mentally tough and you know, understanding that. There's really not a lot of season left. You know, basketball can be such a long season that, you know, after the tournament, I think we had like 9 games left, and after Tuesday, 8. So there's not a lot of time left, but there's opportunity available, and I think that's where the conversation has to turn to, is the opportunity that's ahead of us.
And who are some of your leaders that you're going to be leaning on here to get you through that? Who's one of your best practice players, so to speak?
You know, I think all of our kids, for the most part, you know, do a good job of practicing and being focused at practice. You know, when you look at us, our captains, Lane Homewood and Valden Dole, you know, do a good job. And then Zach Ryan, our other senior. And then I would say Matthew Lawson is another one that you know, provides a spark for us and is playing well right now.
All right, Coach, we'll check in next week and see how the team's progressing. And like you said, we just don't have a whole lot of these left when you break it down. So it will be interesting to see how the progress is next week.
Yep, it'll go quick. Thank you very much.
Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.